Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
Like many of you, I suspect, I always look forward to travel photography when I have the time to do so. And one of my favorite times to travel is in the fall. I love the fall colors. I love when it's not so hot and when a lot of the tourists are back to their regular life instead of out vacationing. Fall is just my favorite time to be out photographing. And now is the time of year when I start thinking about fall photography and about plans and travel, and in particular, locations. And every year I'm tempted to make the same mistake, thinking about where I want to photograph rather than what and why. It's so easy to be seduced by destinations. Oh, we haven't been to this location or that national park or this little corner of the world. Let's go there. And I suppose one could say, why not? It's fun. It's exciting. There's interesting things to see and probably interesting things to photograph. But when I choose where to photograph without thinking about what and why, what I usually end up with is tourist kinds of shots and pretty pictures. And nothing wrong with that, but it doesn't necessarily further my art career, I guess. When I think about what it is that I'm trying to accomplish as a photographic artist, do I really need to go to those specific locations? Or maybe even more, I should ask the question, do I need to go again? And sometimes the answer is yes, because going a second time, you're different. The place is different. The season is different. The weather is different. So there might be a perfect reason to go again. But wanting to go somewhere fun and exotic to experience it is one thing. But doing so is not the same thing as wanting to make an artistic statement of some kind with our photography. So the questions, what do I want to photograph and why do I want to photograph it, seem to be way more important to me than where I want to photograph, and confusing these two runs the risk of degrading your photographic skill and efforts. That is to say, if you primarily think about where you want to photograph and you end up with essentially tourist photography or predictable cliche snapshots, and that imagery basically communicates this is where I went and this is what I saw, that reduces your photographic skill and efforts to the level of a Xerox copy machine. I was there and I saw this, which is not at all the same as I felt this and want to share it with the world, which is the foundation for art making. Which, by the way, always leads me to an odd observation that so many times in fine art photography, the caption that comes along with the image is where it was photographed and when it was photographed. And as far as artwork goes and art making, those are two sort of unimportant, inconsequential statements of fact that don't really have anything to do with the way the imagery is supposed to move us emotionally or from a content point of view. But yet, that's the most common caption that goes along with a fine art photograph: where it was photographed and when it was photographed. In review sessions, for example, I always want to turn that on its head and ask the photographer, why did you photograph this? Which is always a much more difficult question to answer than the descriptive statement of where the photograph was made and when, typically the year. Why is a much more complicated answer. For example, why did you photograph that tree compared to all the other trees you've walked by? I've used that example before. But I could extend that by asking, why did you choose to photograph landscapes rather than abstracts? Why did you choose to photograph people versus landscapes? Why do you take your camera out at all? That's a hard question. It really forces us to think about what it is we're wanting to accomplish with our photography and capturing memories so that we can recall them later and sort of armchair visit those locations where we had so much fun. That's a perfectly valid method, but we call that snapshots. That's not fine art photography. If you want to be a fine art photographer, there better be something more than a snapshot involved, or your pictures aren't any different from any other tourist's pictures. Isn't a part of being a fine art photographer to try to dig a little deeper, to look at relationships and cause and effect and motivations and emotions and feelings and changes, all of which are part of snapshot photography too, but in a different sort of way? When I look at a snapshot photograph of my daughters when they were 5 or 6 years old, that brings up one kind of emotion. But that's an entirely different kind of emotion than if I want someone who's not in my family to look at one of my landscapes and derive an emotional response to what I photographed out in the world. That gets us to why you photograph, and why you photograph these things, and why you choose to photograph them in this way. What and why are more important than where? Another problem with the business about where you want to photograph is that it might actually work against the what and why. For example, if your internal motivations in terms of your artwork is to photograph pristine nature, for example, that might be a difficult thing to do in downtown Philadelphia or New York or Washington, D.C. But conversely, if you're interested in photographing municipal architecture, that's not a particularly exciting thing to do in, I don't know, southwest Utah, where you can photograph landscapes that are marvelous. But street photography's a little sparse. If you want to buzz off to Antarctica, is it because you want to go to Antarctica? Or is it because you really want to do a project about penguins and icebergs? Because everybody that comes back from Antarctica has penguins and icebergs, except for my late friend Kevin Raber, who went to Antarctica and, yeah, he photographed penguins and icebergs, but he also photographed rust, which we were delighted to publish as a Lenswork bonus edition earlier this year. He didn't need to run off to Antarctica to photograph rust. He probably could have done that in his own neighborhood, maybe in his own backyard. So the destination of Antarctica was just coincidentally convenient for a project that didn't have to be done in that kind of exotic location. So if you want to photograph rust, don't run out and buy a ticket to Antarctica, because you may not need to. On the other hand, if you want to photograph bristlecone pines, and in your own mind, that seems like not just an answer to what, but you've got some reason why you want to photograph bristlecone pines, then you better figure out how to get to where bristlecone pines grow, and it's not easy to get there. What and why are more important than where, but they may imply where you need to go if you want to photograph a certain subject for a specific reason. Where is a consequence of what and why, not the other way around. The exception to that, I suppose, is an alternative methodology which I've talked about before called gathering assets. If you don't have anything in mind, which I often don't, but just to respond to whatever you see, then it doesn't make any difference where you go, in which case driving to some random location down some random road without intent or forethought can be a successful way to photograph, but also runs the risk of wasting a lot of time. It does build an asset base, which you might be able to use to create a project later, in which case the question of what, why, and where take on a related kind of thinking relative to your Lightroom catalog. It becomes less important to pick images from your Lightroom catalog for a project that were photographed in the same location, but it might be perfectly reasonable for a project to put images together that coalesce into why you wanted to photograph those things. There must be some motivation that brought you to why that was important for you, not only to photograph, perhaps over the course of years or decades, but inherent in those diverse pictures are something that you want to share. That's the what. And a motivation to do so. That's the why. I often see this come up in conversation with photographers when I ask a question like, what's next? And they'll say, I'm going to this exotic location. Or, I'm attending a workshop in an exotic location. To which my response is always, why? What are you going to photograph there? And with some consistency, I get one of two answers. I either get a list of clichés, I'm going to Antarctica to photograph penguins and icebergs, or I'm going to Nepal to photograph people and temples, or they're dumbfounded and just say, well, I've always wanted to go there. Okay, there's a good reason to go. Nothing wrong with being a tourist. But you don't have to take your camera unless you want to make tourist snapshots. And if instead you want to make personally expressive creative art, then why are you going there? There may very well be a perfectly good answer. And I guess what I'm encouraging you to do is not change your plans about where you're going, but change your thinking about that trip so that you can clarify in your mind's eye what it is that you want to photograph, which might help you determine where you want to go, and why you want to photograph that, which might help you determine what it is that you want to produce, what it is you're hoping to end up with as a result of the travel and the photography. So, as you're thinking about where you're going to photograph next month, next season, next year, might I suggest, in addition to asking the question where you might want to go, but rather deepen that question, supplement that question, explore that question a little more by asking what you want to photograph and why you want to do so.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.